Freedom Radio Network, with studios in Eager, Arizona, broadcasting on satellite GE1, transponder 7, 7.56 audio, and over 700 FM stations across the nation and around the world. The Hour of the Time is also carried on WRMI, worldwide, shortwave, 9955 kilohertz, Monday through Friday, 5 until 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Listening to the Hour of the Time, I'm William Cooper. Good afternoon or good evening, ladies and gentlemen, depending upon which coast or where in between you happen to be. First, I want to remind you, and I've looked at it this time, it is magnificent. I am really proud of Dave who put all this together. We now have a website, and I'm going to give you the internet address for that website right now, ladies and gentlemen, and you can get on your computer and go take a look at it. It is, it's just great. It has some fantastic links, and will help you learn about low-power radio transmitting, how to become an affiliate of the Worldwide Freedom Radio Network, how to set up your own low-power FM station or AM station, should you so desire. And a whole bunch of other things. I mean, it is truly an amazing website. And here's the address, http://, and yesterday I said backslash. I have been corrected and have been told that it is a forward slash. And I got to tell you the truth, folks, looking at both of them, I can't tell which one's forward and which one's back. So anyway, http://// www.telepath.com/BELIEVER. That's http://// www.telepath.com/believer. One more time, just in case you didn't get it. Here we go, http://// www.telepath.com/BELIEVER. That's http://, www.telepath.com/believer. Temple of Babylon. He convinced them that even though the completion of the great work would not happen in their lifetime, that after they died, they would come back reincarnated, remembering everything, and eventually would realize the fruits of their labor. We continue with part two of Adam Weishaupt, Order of the Illumina. The Illuminist Socialist Communist Conspiracy has been truly international. From time to time, its leadership has been shifted from one country to another. Agents of this conspiracy make it their careers. Weishaupt required that they worm their ways into government posts of confidence and policy-making capacities. And then, once there, when positions opened up below them, they would simply bring in other members of the order. By this method, it does not take too many years, ladies and gentlemen, to completely, and I mean completely, occupy an entire country. I might tell you that if you hear some howling in the background, the wind is blowing and there's a snowstorm outside. And so it should add some atmosphere to this broadcast, or at least I hope that it does, since it's going to be with us. Once a government post has been attained, the conspirators are required to promote a steady infiltration of the government by their fellow conspirators. That is what has happened in the United States of America. As partners in crime, they are required to rise as a unit to the defense of their fellow conspirators, to protect them against all charges exposing their conspiratorial associations, to attack, defame, and smear all persons and organizations that undertake to expose the conspiracy, and to persecute and destroy them, and to further the conspiracy in every manner and by every crime that will serve its purpose. They are vile, despicable people. They are required to be traitors to the government that employs them, and to betray those governments into the hands of the current leaders of the conspiracy. In whatever land they are currently working on, or wherever they happen to be at the time. Conspirator agents, ladies and gentlemen, are shifted from one land to another in key capacity in order to ensure against possible reversion to national loyalty. A prime function of internationalism, from the viewpoint of the conspirators, is to instigate and agitate a constant chain of tension, antagonism, terrorism, and warfare between nations, betraying each and every one in turn until they are so weakened that they will fall ready prey to the conspirators who bore from within, like so many worms in a corpse. From the point of view of these conspirators, patriotism assumes the aspects of isolationism that frustrates their schemes. Treason against the rest of the world is, according to Weishaupt's perfectibilism, an essential and laudable trait, a virtue of which only his so-called liberals can be capable. Treason is no feature of what the conspirators call internationalism, and their anthem, L'Internationale, expresses the real nature of the conspiracy, and if you've never heard it, you must listen to the words. Other essential features of the conspiracy that were dictated by Adam Weishaupt that still characterize it today are the following. Listen carefully. A philanthropic pose that pretends to further the good of mankind and working their goodwill on humans. Another one is bipartisanship. Weishaupt demanded that the conspirators have no loyalty except to the conspiracy, that they never hesitate to pretend adherence to any and every cause in the interest of infiltrating them and taking them over for the furtherance of the conspiracy. They were required to dedicate lifetimes to the conspiracy. This gives it continuity during centuries. The assignment of these conspirators is perpetual and is in many instances hereditary, handed down from father to son and mother to daughter. During unfavorable periods for the conspiracy, its agents simply go underground, continuing their activities in posts given them by fellow conspirators that by preference are in the field of education, where they can continue this subversive propaganda among the rising generation. You see, the future belongs to the children. If they can brainwash or propagandize the children into accepting their ideas, the future is won, ladies and gentlemen. It is in their hands, the pearl of great price is within reach. When the political climate becomes more favorable for the conspirators, they emerge into the open in government posts, once again carrying on as they are today in the United States of America. You can identify them easily. It is strikingly illustrated in the activities of Weishaupt's followers in the United States. Adherents of Woodrow Wilson vanished from the public scene into cloistered halls and emerged in 1933, after years of hibernation, as the exultant agents of the new Fair and Ike deals. The consequence of the perseverance of the conspirators is the fact, ladies and gentlemen, that with few exceptions, most of the members of Congress in all parties are their agents. And that's why it doesn't matter who you elect, nothing changes. We keep marching into our own destruction. Deceit, cunning, lies, manipulation of the conspirators who are enjoined from revealing their identification with the conspiracy and impressed with the necessity of denying their adherence. Venomous vindictiveness are visited by them, and all who betray are exposed them. The extent of the goodwill towards fellow men of the Illuminists is epitomized in Weishaupt's advice to them. He said this, listen carefully, quote, apply yourself to the art of counterfeiting, of masking yourself and spying on others, of picking their minds, end quote. And for the purpose of carrying out his conspiracy, Weishaupt organized his order of Illuminati as a rigidly regimented hierarchy in which each member was pledged to secrecy under threat of reprisal, persecution, torture, and death at the hands of the Gestapo, symbolized by the insignia of the order. And to absolute unquestioning obedience and abject submission and loyalty to superiors. You see, the members of the Order of Illuminati, like the members of their successor, the Communist Party, were intended to constitute the ruling class of a world dictatorship that would enslave all mankind. They were marshaled into several classes or degrees that in rising rank were classified roughly as follows. The first were novices or initiates, lesser illuminati. Second, Freemason, ordinary Scottish and Scottish knights. And third, the mystery classes, including two grades of priests, regents, potentates, grand potentates, magus, and king. Only the mystery classes were admitted to a knowledge of the criminal purposes of the Order of Illuminati at the highest of degrees. At the lower degrees, you have a bunch of bumbling fools who really believe that they're doing good for the community, don't understand what they belong to, don't understand the symbology. They go through the rituals of the lodge every time they meet, and they don't even know what it represents or what they're doing, because they're really there for material gain. And for that, ladies and gentlemen, most people would do just about anything. This prominent belief that most people are good at heart just isn't true, ladies and gentlemen. Some people are very good at heart. Without them, there would be no society. But most people, the sheeple, ladies and gentlemen, are selfish, ignorant, apathetic, and would sell their soul for success in the marketplace or in their business or whatever it is that they value so much. They seek perpetual gratification like children and must have it now. The adherents of Adam Weishaupt's Illuminati order exploit this base nature of the human animal, and they exploit it well. Like the founding fathers of the United States of America, the adherents of the higher degrees of the order are geniuses when it comes to understanding human nature. Deceit and cunning of the conspirators prevails. The organization of the order that Weishaupt conceived and created for the purpose of carrying out his brutal, destructive conspiracy that was intended to rob, despoil, and enslave mankind, and to restore medievalism, that was intended to seduce mankind, to overthrow its old misrulers for new ones, who were even more ruthless and cruel than the old, was closely patterned on the old order, which he pretended to wish to destroy. It owed much to the discipline of the Society of Jesuits in which Weishaupt had been trained, in which he hated, or at least pretended that he hated, and to the Order of Teutonic Knights, an extension of the ancient Knights Templar, the centuries-old group that had been granted by the Vatican the right to bring the faith to the Slavic heathen at the point of the sword. They subsequently interpreted this grant as a mission to rule the world. Their motto and objective was Deutschland über alles, a world dictatorship of German rulers. But this isn't German in nature, ladies and gentlemen. Believe me, the upper echelon of the Order of Illuminati is made up of all different nationalities and people who outwardly profess certain religious beliefs, but in truth don't believe those religious teachings at all. They're loyal to only the order, and they believe only in the religion of the order, and they work only toward the furtherance of the agenda of the order, the completion of the great plan, the great work, the complete and utter and total subjugation of all of the peoples of the world to the rule of their benevolent dictatorship. under a world socialist totalitarian government. That is where we are headed. Can you hear the wind? Weishaupt dictated as the basic principle of his order the maxim, the end justifies the means. All concepts of civilization, of honesty, honor, decency, morality, ethics, and humanity he scorned and cast aside as the despised roots of the weakness that would betray mankind, their civilized adversaries into the hands of the conspirators. Lying, deceit, manipulation, craftiness, cunning, shiftiness, dishonesty, brutality, ruthlessness, and murder he actually enshrined as virtues. In the true etymology and sense of the word source of power, Weishaupt dictated that these virtues were to be inculcated into the young, rising generations, ladies and gentlemen, through which all the devices of education, entertainment, and propaganda, he directed that wholesome parental discipline over them should be destroyed so as to make the children ready prey of his ghoulish crew. You wondered what happened to your children? You wonder why each generation gets dumber and dumber and dumber? It's not by accident, I can assure you. It takes work to do that. It takes a plan. It takes parents who really don't care and hand their children over to the National Education Associates change agents in your local school so that they can be brainwashed and indoctrinated into the new socialism. From time immemorial, crafty men have connived and struggled for mastery of the minds of their more naive fellow men, for control of man's mind means control of his body, his wealth, his fortune, and his destiny. Such struggle, ladies and gentlemen, for ostensibly benign purposes is manifest in the history of religion. For malign purposes, it is always constituted an essential feature of every conspiracy against humanity and is used for the creation of intolerance and hatreds that serve the purposes of the conspirators. It is the Hegelian dialectic at work. The process of gaining control of minds en masse goes by various names: education, especially public education, propaganda, and, in its most brutal form, brainwashing. Professor Weishaupt, as an educator, was fully aware of how much greater is the potency of control of man's mind than control of his body. He dictated a pattern of conversion of education and all media of mass communication to subversive propaganda. And this has become quite familiar to all of us through the activities of the agencies of our so-called philanthropic foundation trust. That includes the Carnegie and Rockefeller foundations and of all the schools, colleges, and universities, newspapers, periodicals, the communist news networks, CNN. The Communist Broadcasting Service, CBS, the National Broadcasting Communists, NBC, and the Allied Broadcasting Communists, ABC. And then there's the Public Broadcasting Communists on PBC. All indoctrinating, all propagandizing, none of them telling you the truth. And then there's Hollywood. Libraries. Have you noticed that certain books are disappearing from the libraries of the nation and from the Library of Congress? clubs, societies, especially the secret and fraternal orders, and other agencies of mass communication dominated by the order of Illuminati. You don't have to take my word, folks. You don't have to take my word. In fact, I admonish you not to. Listen to everyone. Read everything. Believe absolutely nothing unless you can prove it in your own investigations. If you really believe what has happened to this country has happened by accident, then you're playing poker, folks. With no cards. Adam Weishaupt was also the reviver of the most forceful forms of brainwashing made familiar to the world by the cavalry, the Inquisition, the Gestapo, the OGPU, the NKVD, the Black Hand, in the form of his terroristic espionage organization known as the Insinuating Brothers, symbolized by the pyramid-mounted eye, known today as the Order of Illuminati. Weishaupt wrote, and I quote, "It is also necessary to gain the common people to our order. The great means to do that end is influence in the schools," end quote. He required of his followers that they yield themselves with perfect docility to our molding hands. It is interesting, ladies and gentlemen, to note that the entire Occasional Letter No. 1, issued in 1904 by John D. Rockefeller and Reverend Frederick Gates, his almoner, as a statement of the purposes of their philanthropy, the General Education Board is virtually paraphrased from the writings of Adam Weishaupt, both held to the premise, quote, "Man is the most contemptible of all animals, because it is the only animal that can be induced to destroy itself," end quote. He said this, he wrote it. That's what he thinks of you. They think you are stupid sheep, animals, ripe for the plucking. And since you are going to fall prey to someone, why not to them? Weishaupt dared to go one step further than his followers. He openly expressed his contempt and openly reveled in the despicable stupidity of his brainwashed followers. And he wrote this, quote, "The most admirable thing of all, the most admirable thing of all is that the great Protestant and Reformed theologians who belong to our order see in it the true and genuine mind of the Christian religion. Oh, man, what can you not be led to believe," end quote. Most people don't know that Martin Luther wore as a ring, which was his official seal, the rose and cross, which was another extension of Weishaupt's order of the Illuminati. Weishaupt demanded blind and abject adherence to the order's party line as dictated by himself and only himself through all its deviousness, lies, contradictions, falseness, and deceit, complete acceptance of mental warping and brainwashing, and unquestioning physical submission. Any follower who questioned or resisted his dictates or who failed in abject submission was purged or disappeared or was found murdered somewhere. He had no scruples about saying that he sought to lure dupes into his order, and he wrote, quote, "These people swell our numbers and fill our treasury. Get busy and make these folks nibble at our bait, but do not tell them our secrets. They are not to be admitted to the secret degrees and knowledge of the conspiracy to enslave them, the true purpose of the order. They must be made to believe that the low degree that they have reached is the highest," end quote. And that is what many Master Masons of the Blue Lodge sincerely believe. They have been duped. And no wonder. Anyone who would join an organization which they know nothing about and are told in the beginning they can know nothing about until they've gone through the initiation process and up the ladder of the several degrees is a fool to begin with. And then they sit there thinking that they know it all, parroting that there is no conspiracy. How would they know? How would they know when they're on the very bottom rung of the ladder believing that they are at the top? Amazing, isn't it? How you can destroy men with a little mysticism and the promise of a secret that they never, ever obtain. Except for a very few who are nurtured and watched and tested for loyalty, belief, who are helped up the ladder by their mentors until they get to the top and find out that, lo and behold, there is no secret except the secret of how to hold out the carrot of a secret to entice and control others. They don't have any secret, folks. The purpose of life is to live it. And if you're looking for any other reason for living, you're going to spend your life chasing your tail and going around in circles. There is no other reason. The purpose of life is to live it in and of itself. And you can make it a good life or a bad life, whatever you determine you wish to do with it. It is your life. But if you want to waste it trying to look for some mystical purpose of your existence, you are doomed. Because there isn't any. It's like living in California and your TV doesn't work, so you take a trip to New York City to find out why, when all you had to do was look behind it, pick up the plug and stick it in the wall. It would be difficult, ladies and gentlemen, to express more concisely the objectives of Weishaupt's conspiracy in the field of educational propaganda than was done in the occasional letter number one of Rockefeller's General Education Board. It reads as follows, and I quote, "In our dreams, we have limitless resources, and the people yield themselves with perfect docility to our molding hands. The present educational conventions fade from our minds, and unhampered by tradition, we work our own goodwill upon a grateful and responsive rural folk. We shall not try to make these people or any of their children into philosophers or men of learning or of science. We have not to raise up from among them authors, editors, poets, or men of letters. We shall not search for embryo great artists, painters, musicians, nor lawyers, doctors, preachers, politicians, statesmen, of whom we have an ample supply. The task we set before ourselves is very simple, as well as a very beautiful one, to train these people as we find them to a perfectly ideal life just where they are. So we will organize our children and teach them to do in a perfect way the things their fathers and mothers are doing in an imperfect way in the homes, in the shops, and on the farm." End quote. Swiss America Trading. They specialize in real money, gold and silver coin, precious metals in all of their various forms, including bullion, commemorative strikings, medallions, whatever you want, they have it. But I suggest that you stick to real money, gold and silver coin. Why? Because it's the only thing throughout the history of the world that has maintained its value no matter what has happened to the paper money system or the economy of nations or wars being fought or anything else. Downfalls of kings and queens, it has made no difference. And people who have had real money in their possession during these catastrophes have been the only ones who have survived. All others are destroyed during these cyclical disasters. And one is coming in the United States of America, you can be sure of that. Call 1-800-289-2646, ladies and gentlemen. Do it now. Get your hands on some real money. Ask for a current copy of the newsletter. You'll be glad that you did. A great weight will come from off your shoulders, and you will know that you have at least done something that will preserve a part of your assets. Even if it's a small part, it's better than nothing. And it doesn't cost a fortune like you may think. You can set up a plan where you contribute so much money each month to obtain what you need. Right now, it's non-confiscatable and non-reportable, but I cannot guarantee you that will be the case tomorrow. So if you wait until tomorrow, you might defeat your purpose. 1-800-289-2646. Do it now, folks. You'll be so glad that you did. Look around at the faces of your loved ones. If you cannot, at this time, look them right in the eye and tell them that you've taken the necessary steps to preserve your assets, and I'm not talking about investing in the stock market that could crash tomorrow and destroy your assets. I'm talking about investing in a real commodity that has intrinsic worth in and of itself that will not disappear no matter what. If you can't tell them that right now, then you must make this call. And if you don't make the call, you must go into the bathroom and look yourself in the mirror and admit to yourself that you really don't love them at all. You're playing some kind of game. Don't look to Big Brother to take care of you if this disaster happens. It will be Big Brother that is the disaster. 1-800-289-2646. That's 1-800-BUY-COIN. First, there is the pose of philanthropy. Second, the intent to brainwash or mold. Third, the abandonment of tradition, science, and learning. Fourth, the dictatorship objective. Fifth, the intent to regiment the peasantry into a caste system just where they are. Sixth, the intent to reduce national intelligence to the lowest common denominator and to destroy parental influence, which has been so successful that it has given the country a terrifying wave of juvenile delinquency. Seventh, contempt of the people, who were also called our children by the tyrannic czar, the little white father. Seventh, the element of deceit that entered the situation when the too frank avowal of the true purposes of the foundation became recognized shortly after it was founded, and the Rockefellers belied their intent to reduce intelligence to the lowest denominator, and posed as patrons of art, letters, and science. Eighth, the element of subversion and un-Americanism, the avowed intent to overthrow accepted customs and institutions to serve the purposes of the Rockefeller Illuminati sponsors and to further their plots and schemes. And finally, perfectibilism, the perfecting of human nature, wise ops, dream, and sham. The great confidence game is worked upon us all the while, thinking that we are brilliant and smart, and it can't happen to us, and it can't happen here. This happens in other places. It happens in Germany. This happens in Europe. This happens in South America. This happens in South Africa. It can't happen here. Isn't that what you say? Don't deny it. I hear you say it every day. Like his followers and their public relation henchmen, Professor Weishaupt was a master propagandist. He took special pains to lure into the order of Illuminati the top names of the era among the philosophers, authors, newsmen, and all who had at their disposal the media of mass communication. And the order, in turn, undertook to enhance the effectiveness of the propaganda of its members by boosting and promoting them in a spirit of mutual admiration. How do you think Rush Limbaugh came from an obscure radio station in Sacramento to be broadcasting on over 600 radio stations across the nation? And he sits there on half of his brain, spinning you around in circles, telling you that he is a conservative and promoting things like NAFTA and GATT, which pull down our borders, destroy our sovereignty, take jobs away from the American people, and you call him up and say, "Ditto from Missouri, Rush. Boy, you've sure awakened me." How has he awakened you? He's kept you from the truth. He doesn't talk about the real enemies of the Republic. He doesn't give you any real solutions. He spins you around and round like a top on the table until you fall off the edge and shatter into a million pieces. That is what's happening to America. Why do you think they pay Dan Rather $2 million a year to be a talking head on national television? Do you really believe Dan Rather is worth $2 million? Does he do anything that is worth $2 million? Yes, for the Illuminati he does. He keeps you ignorant and stupid and tells you what they want you to believe. And you sit there and you listen and you believe it. They pull the strings and you dance. They pipe the tune and you sing the words that they wrote to your children, who then become dutiful little puppets after you. The order enhances the effectiveness of the propaganda of its members by boosting them and promoting them. Why do you think George Bush invited Rush Limbaugh to sleep in the White House and to sit by Barbara Bush during the Republican National Convention? So that you would believe that he was important and that he was telling you the truth. They lifted him from obscurity and they presented him to you as the conservative Messiah. He in turn tells you the truth and you don't listen. I have heard him say many times that he is just an entertainer, that he does what he does for ratings and for money. And if he couldn't get ratings being a conservative and espousing the conservative ideal, I heard him say this on his own show. He told you the truth and you're not listening. He said he would espouse the liberal point of view if that would get him higher ratings and more money in his pocket. And you don't listen. Dittos from New York, Rush. Why are people so proud of calling themselves ditto heads? I can't understand it. Now, folks, this isn't about Rush Limbaugh, really. I'm using him as an example. I could use anybody in the media. Anybody. Anybody that rises to that level must espouse the Illuminist point of view, or they are not allowed to rise at all. You see, in order to neutralize the conservative forces in this country, or those who believe that they're conservative, it's really a label that means nothing. You're either an American or you're not, and that's the truth of the matter. But they had to give these people some kind of a belief that they had a spokesperson in the media so as to neutralize them, so that they could not get behind someone who would truly be their spokesperson and lift them up to represent them truthfully. It is the way the conspiracy works. It is the way it has always worked. Promote them in a spirit of mutual admiration. The ranks of the Order of Illuminati were filled with literati, the intelligentsia, who realized the material advantages of its support, not understanding through a study of history, which even historians don't seem to really believe, that as soon as the Illuminati rise to power and install their socialist linchpins in the highest levels of government, the first people that they eliminate are the intelligentsia, the literati who brought them to power. It's written in the misery of all of the countries that have allowed socialism to take them over. Then all you have to do is look at the history of those countries to see what is going to be the history of this country if we allow it to continue. I am continually amazed at all of this. In the ranks of the Illuminati are to be found encyclopedists, Voltaire and Rousseau, who played so large a role in the preliminary propaganda that prepared the way for the French Revolution that was engineered by the Order. In Germany, its ranks were joined by Goethe, Engel, and Karl Marx. Marx's Communist Manifesto that publicized the administrative aspects of the Illuminist socialist communist conspiracy was directly plagiarized from Weishaupt's teachings and writings. Marx himself was an abject failure at everything he did, a miserable man, a racist, a man who deserted his wife and children. And most of what is attributed to the writings of Karl Marx are really the plagiarized writings of Friedrich Engels. Yet these poor, silly people look to Marx as some kind of a genius, savior for the abject failures of the world. If you look at any socialist organization, that's usually what you'll find. Rejects. Failures. Losers. And that's why they adopt socialism. It promises them that Big Brother will take care of them. They don't have to succeed. They don't have to become anybody. They don't have to exert themselves. They don't even have to work. Is it any wonder that they find it easy to swell their ranks whenever they need to do it. In America, DeWitt Clinton, Thomas Paine, Thomas Jefferson, Clinton Roosevelt, Benjamin Franklin were among the Illuminist adherents. Ben Franklin was the master of the Lodge of Nine Muses in France. In America, he pretended to be an abject Christian, moral and ethical man. There was no doubt that he was a genius. When he was in France, he surrounded himself with prostitutes and bottles of champagne and drank himself into oblivion. It's a matter of historical record. But I know you don't want to hear such things. Everyone, I don't care who it is hiding from some truth or other. And I'm going to tell you now that Jesus Christ told us the greatest truth that we ever need to hear. When he said, "Seek ye the truth, and the truth shall make you free." If you hide from the truth, you can never be free. If you seek the truth, no matter how much it hurts, if you recognize it, if you display it, if you live the truth, you will be free. And that's the only way that you will be free. There is no other way. For lies enslave you. A fantasy world is marked by its boundaries, and that becomes your prison. For to venture out of the fantasy into the truth cannot be done if you are living in fantasy. Any more than a murderer can climb over the walls of his prison without suffering the consequences of a bullet in the back. Lies enslave, truth frees. Truth liberates. Truth hurts. The Illuminati overlooks no source of support and revenue for its philanthropic order, thus setting an example that the successors have invariably followed. Weishaupt undertook to be all things to all men and women, just like American politicians. They'll go down the street to the meeting of the union and promise the union members everything that they want. They'll go down the street a little further later that same night to a meeting of industrialists and managers and promise them that they will get whatever they want and that he will suppress the unions. The union believes what Bill Clinton says, and the managers believe what Bill Clinton says, and it doesn't mean anything using the name Bill Clinton. It could be Newt Gingrich or Bob Dole or any of them. They are all the same. Traitors working treason upon us. I don't care what name you pin upon their shirt. They are all engaged in the same treason. Now you know why William Clinton named me in a White House memo as the most dangerous radio host in America. Not because I'm carrying an assault rifle. What is an assault rifle? If I hit you with a hammer, it's an assault hammer. And rifle is simply a rifle. They attach those names like that so that you will betray yourselves and give up your power into the hands of those who want to enslave you. Not because I carry an assault rifle or an assault hammer, but because I carry and wield the truth unmercifully. That is why I'm the most dangerous radio host in America. That is why Bill Clinton is afraid of me. That is why all of the politicians in Washington, D.C. are afraid of me. They are scared to death that you will listen and that you will investigate and that you will seek out the truth and expose it to the light of day and return this nation to freedom, to the guaranteed constitutional republic. that gave birth to the freest people and the greatest nation that has ever existed upon the face of this earth. That they are in the process of destroying to gain about their utopian socialist world government. You can be free or you can be a slave. It's up to you. It is up to the American people, for we are the last bastion, the last line of defense in the world against this creeping malignancy. If we allow ourselves to be disarmed and plunge into socialism, then the human race will go backwards in its evolution into enslavement from which it escaped when our founding fathers created the United States of America. The ultimate achievement of all humankind, by the way. And until this nation was created, no people had ever existed upon the face of this earth free at any time in the history of the world. They had all been owned, controlled, manipulated, enslaved by sultans, emperors, emirs, kings and queens, lords. You really want to go backwards? Is that really what you want? Is that the destiny of the human race? I don't think so, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Voice of Freedom. Thank you. Network, with studios in Eager, Arizona, broadcasting on satellite GE1, transponder 7, 7.56 audio, and over 700 FM stations across the nation and around the world. The Hour of the Time is also carried on WRMI, worldwide shortwave, 9955 kilohertz, Monday through Friday, 5 until 7 Eastern Standard Time. Second hour. You're listening to the Hour of the Time. I'm William Cooper. Ladies and gentlemen, for those of you who have a computer, we now have a web page, and I'm going to give you that information right now so that you can get on your computer and take a look at it.